Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, March 3rd. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.69. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 27 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Pittsburgh high school student has died in a crash in Cherokee County. Julio Flores has more.
The two-vehicle crash claimed the life of 18-year-old Josiah Lee Fletcher of Pittsburgh. PHS Principal Keelan Hurd sent a message to families yesterday morning informing them of a fatal crash and that additional counselors and student support staff were available for students. The crash happened yesterday morning around 7:48 a.m. on KS Highway 171 near Northeast 90th Street. According to the Kansas State Highway Patrol, Fletcher was going east on K-171, made a U-turn, and was hit by a semi. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Drivers going through Wichita on Saturday may find delays due to construction and the North Junction construction project. Northbound lanes of Interstate 135 will be closed at Kansas Highway 254 from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. on Saturday. That's an ongoing construction project in Wichita. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do. Along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas House passed legislation on Thursday to raise the legal age for tobacco products from 18 to 21. House Bill 2269, which applies to the sale, purchase, or possession of cigarette and tobacco products, would bring Kansas into compliance with federal law. The House granted initial approval after a brief debate, then declared an emergency in order to take immediate final action. The bill passed on a 68-53 vote, with an assortment of Republicans joining Democrats in support of the measure, and the bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. The Kansas Department of Revenue predicts the change would cost the state about $7.6 million in annual revenue from decreased sales. However, by raising the minimum age, the state would retain about $1.2 million in federal aid for the enforcement of cigarette and tobacco laws. Representative John Epley, a Republican and family physician from Atchison, said during floor debate that hundreds of millions of dollars were spent in health care to cover COPD, lung cancer, and other illnesses, and that some people start smoking between the ages of 18 and 21. Supporters of the legislation include the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, the Kansas Chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the Kansas Hospital Association, the Kansas National Education Association, and the University of Kansas Cancer Center. And the American Heart Association and Tobacco-Free Kansas Coalition raise concerns that the bill may not apply to synthetic nicotine and electronic cigarettes. Kansas lawmakers moved legislation forward to implement gun education programs in K-12 schools. The House Committee on Federal and State Affairs approved House Bill 2304 on Thursday. The legislation would direct the State Board of Education to establish curriculum guidelines and calls for the NRA's Eddie Eagle program to be used in grades K-5. The four steps of the Eddie Eagle gun safe program, stop, don't touch, run away, tell a grown-up, is taught to kids through a cartoon eagle and songs, and the program has been around since 1988. The NRA says millions of American kids have gone through the training. Middle schools would use the same or hunter education from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and high school curriculums would also be based on hunter education. The bill goes to the Senate, who 2 weeks ago sent a similar bill, SB 116, to the House. Governor Kelly announced more than $2 million in grant awards to improve how the state supports victims and survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, rape, and stalking. These grants are provided through the Federal Services Training Officers and Prosecutors Violence Against Women Act Formula Grant Program. The grant program supports efforts to respond to crime against women by developing, training, or expanding units of law enforcement officers, prosecutors, judge, and court personnel, specifically targeting crimes against women. Funds from the Federal Sexual Assault Services Program assist programs in providing victims of sexual assault with crisis intervention and accompaniment and advocacy assistance through the medical and criminal justice process. The funds also provide educational information to survivors of sexual assault. The funds are available through the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has offered financial assistance to parties carrying out projects focused on conserving and improving wildlife diversity in Kansas for nearly 43 years, and that tradition is carrying on in 2023. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Ecological Services staff are accepting proposals for the Chickadee Checkoff Small Grants Program through today, March 3rd. And eligible projects must focus on wildlife diversity and native non-game wildlife species while addressing the issues and strategies within the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan. Darren Riedel, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Wildlife Diversity Coordinator, said since 1980, they've been able to fund a variety of educational, research-based, and habitat projects related to non-game species thanks to the donations received through Chickadee Checkoff. And by making small grants available from the donations, they're then able to utilize the talents and expertise of their conservation partners to be a true force for nature in Kansas. Interested parties have until today, March 3rd, to submit a completed grant proposal, and for more information, including eligibility requirements, and to view a list of Ecological Services priority projects for 2023, you can download the Chickadee Checkoff Grant Guidance document at ksoutdoors.com. In Nebraska news, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office reported that a man has been arrested on several drug charges, including exposing methamphetamine to a child. On Tuesday, deputies served a search warrant at 46-year-old Rhett Paul's property in Dakin, which is about 30 miles west of Beatrice, and at around 3:45 p.m., deputies searched inside a shop on the property and found methamphetamine, marijuana, THC wax, and drug paraphernalia. The sheriff's office did not disclose how much methamphetamine and marijuana were found. Paul was taken into custody and taken to the Jefferson County Jail. He was arrested on suspicion of possessing a controlled substance, maintaining a drug house, exposing methamphetamine to a child, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, and several other charges. And the sheriff's office said an investigation is ongoing. An inmate with charges out of Adams and Lancaster counties is back in custody after he went missing in December 2022. Officials said Richard Reynolds was arrested by the Council Bluffs Police Department for new charges on Wednesday and was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail in Council Bluffs, Iowa. According to authorities, Reynolds, who went missing from the Community Corrections Center Lincoln on December 1st of 2022, reportedly did not return to the facility after he finished work in Waverly. Court documents said Reynolds was serving 7.5 to 13 years for charges out of Adams and Lancaster counties. That included use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony, third-degree domestic assault, assaulting a peace officer, escape, and theft by unlawful taking. Officers said Reynolds started his sentence on December 28th of 2017, and he has a tentative release date of January 24th of 2024. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack seal project will begin Monday, March 6th on U.S. 83. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 18 to Reference Post 26, the north edge of McCook to the Red Willow Creek Bridge. The anticipated completion is 15 working days, and traffic will be maintained with the pilot car and flaggers. And motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Connie Louise Castle, 65, of Grainfield, was injured in an accident just after 7:30 p.m. on Thursday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2013 Dodge Dart, driven by Castle, was westbound on Interstate 70 just west of Voda Road in the left lane. Castle lost control of the vehicle while completing a passing maneuver, and the car entered the north ditch and overturned. EMS transported Castle to the hospital in Waukene, and she was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. This March, for Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer Joan Duvey, MD, encourages men and women to learn the symptoms and risk factors of colorectal cancer and to make an appointment for a colonoscopy. Dr. Duvey said she wants to encourage Kansans to ask their health care providers about getting screened for colon cancer and to learn about the symptoms of colorectal cancer and what they could be doing to live longer lives. In Kansas, colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death among males and females, and each year, 1,300 Kansans are diagnosed with colorectal cancer, with more than half of them being diagnosed in late stage. And in addition, more than 500 Kansans die from the disease annually. Risk factors linked to colorectal cancer include older age. Colorectal cancer can be diagnosed at any age, but many people with colorectal cancer are older than 50. The rates in people younger than 50 have been increasing, but doctors are not sure why. Inflammatory intestinal conditions, chronic inflammatory diseases of the colon, such as ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, can increase your risk of cancer. And family history of colorectal cancer, you're more likely to develop colorectal cancer if you have a blood relative who has had the disease. Men and women at average risk of colorectal cancer should talk with their doctor or healthcare professional about screening starting at the age of 45. Kansans who have several family members diagnosed with prostate cancer at an early age should begin talks at age 40. This March, recognize National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month by learning about the disease, talking with your doctor, and making changes to your lifestyle, including making a regular appointment to get screened. The Norton County Community Foundation Board of Directors has named Lindsay Peterson as its new Director of Development and Operations. Lindsay is a Colby, Kansas native who relocated to Norton in 2017. She graduated from Kansas State University in 2007 with a degree in social sciences, and after graduation, she held various positions in business and ran her own daycare while raising her children. She started her own small business, Boho Studio, and teaches dance in Norton County, and Lindsay has dedicated her adult life to serving others in the small communities where she resides. She's currently active in the Norton Lions Club, a member of the Norton County Arts Council, High Plains Mental Health Board, and has started her own nonprofit, Feed My People. And previously, she has held positions on the Norton Chamber Board of Directors and with Moms for Kids. Chase Rice, the Norton County Community Foundation Board Chair, stated that with her past in sales and financial planning, Lindsay brings valuable experience in budgeting and working with individuals on their short and long-term financial goal. He said growing the community foundation's assets is a key focus of the staff and board of directors, and they believe Lindsay is the right person to lead the Norton County Community Foundation's efforts in this area. Lindsay says she's thrilled to be joining the Norton County Community Foundation, and she's really looking forward to helping donors fulfill their charitable goals and supporting the nonprofits that serve our county. She added that she was also excited to find new ways to share success stories and bring more people, whether it's volunteers or board members, into their mission through education and opportunities for engagement. Lindsay joins the existing team at the Norton County Community Foundation, which includes Director of Communications and Programs Bethany Shirk and Property Manager Alyssa Gibson. To learn more, you can visit nortoncf.org/staff, and community members are encouraged to stop by the office to meet Lindsay and hear about the exciting things happening at the Norton County Community Foundation. The office is located on the main floor of the Heaton Building in Suite 203. You can also connect with the Norton County Community Foundation at nortoncf.org. The 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest, hosted by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, is officially underway, and participation is simple. Record the number of unique bird species you see in Kansas from January 1st to December 31st of 2023. Submit your findings, and you just might end up a 2023 Kansas Birding Big Year winner. Participants of all skill levels are invited to compete in one of three age groups: youth, age 17 and younger; adult, age 18 to 64; or senior, age 65 and older. And the winners from each category will receive prizes to be awarded in January 2024. Participants must register online at ksoutdoors.com on or before April 1st to participate in the 2023 contest. Award categories are youth, adult novice, adult intermediate, adult advanced, and senior. The 2022 Kansas Birding Big Year Contest wrapped up in December 2022 with youth participant Franklin Miller claiming the title of Kansas's top birder after identifying 322 unique bird species in the state last year. For more on the Kansas Birding Big Year, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have fish patty, potato salad, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, whipped potatoes, rolls with margarine, cottage cheese, fruit, and milk. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools. At 6 p.m., the KSHSAA Boys Substate Basketball in Russell. At 1:40 p.m., the 5th grade band recital at Eisenhower Elementary School. And at 2:23 p.m., the Junior High K Dr. Seuss Day at Eisenhower Elementary School. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 55 and a west wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a slight chance of rain between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 28. There'll be a north wind around 10 miles per hour tonight with a chance of precipitation of 20%. On Saturday, increasing clouds with a high near 50. On Saturday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly clear with a low around 33 and breezy Saturday night with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29 and blustery. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 39. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of snow, should be partly sunny with a high near 36. Currently, with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is west at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.69. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
Okay, in sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats have one game left in the regular season before they gain a push to the postseason with the Big 12 Championship Tournament in Kansas City and then the NCAA Tournament as well later on this month of March. And Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined WIWW Radio in Topeka. And he gave his thoughts on one of K-State's biggest issues as a team this year, which has been turnovers, and why he thinks they've had that issue so much from the beginning of the season all the way here to the end.
Yeah, they just get a little careless with the ball. It's all mental for me, and sometimes they're trying too hard to make a play. The biggest thing for me, though, is when Marquise Noel starts to get the ball to the hole, you've got to make yourselves available, almost like a receiver has to get himself open to football, because this guy will find you. He gets into trouble when he jumps into the air and realizes, I got nothing, and you know, often turns the ball over with a bad pass or a bad shot, which doesn't go down as a turnover, but it's really a basket also.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Caster.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you? Volunteer or donate now at unitedway.org.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply of Marysville, Kansas. We start off with your weather forecast.
This morning, a strong upper-level low-pressure system is spinning over Texas and Oklahoma. As that lifts to the northeast, that's what we're seeing on the backside of it here close to home. Areas of rain, even a few embedded thunderstorms that will continue over south-central into northeast Kansas. And we're seeing some weak returns on radar of some light wintry precipitation along the Kansas-Nebraska border. Now, as we go throughout the day, temperatures are going to remain cool. Things quiet down for us. We'll likely stay cool through tomorrow. Then a warm-up coming on Sunday. Windy with highs in the 60s and 70s. And a strong cold front arriving by Sunday night. In northwest Kansas today, some rain this afternoon with a high in the low 50s. Rain and snow tonight, Terlo in the mid-20s. North central Kansas, sunny with a high in the upper 50s. In northeastern Kansas, cloudy today with some rain ending this morning or high in the upper 50s. In southwestern Kansas, a fire weather watch tomorrow. Today's high in the upper 50s. South central Kansas, rain this morning with a high in the upper 50s. And temperatures in the mid-50s today in southeast Kansas. I'm Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight markets have soybeans higher, but corn and wheat mostly lower. Corn for March up 2¾ at 6:40 and a half. May down a half penny.